to another episode of this podcast. So today, I got some interesting news. I guess it was bad, but I consider it to be a little bit good. I got a call from my son. My son had kind of agitated, and he said, "Mommy's been in an accident, and my sister is saying something unintelligible." And I'm, everything kind of just drops. What do I do, right? So immediately I, set everything that I'm doing down, put on some clothes, and then go to get in the vehicle and drive out to the accident scene. Fortunately, the accident was only a few minutes away from the house, so it didn't take me that long to get there. And as I pull up and arrive, the fire trucks and ambulance and police cars are all there. And the firemen were just setting up cones to cordon off the accident. And it was at an intersection. So it was on a four-lane highway with a median in the middle. And apparently, as my wife was driving past a neighborhood, some guy just started pulling out in front of her with not allowing her enough time to stop. So she hit him on the front driver's side of his vehicle, and the whole front end of our car was smashed in. As I walk up, I see my wife sitting on the ground in the grass on the side of the road. No one's talking to her. She's holding my daughter in her lap, who is resting her head on her shoulder. So I immediately go over and kind of tap my wife on her shoulder and then pick up my daughter, who is now starting to cry because of the satisfaction of seeing me, the excitement. I'm not really sure. And I carry her over, and she says, "Why did this happen? What happened?" And I take her to look at the front of the car so she can see how smashed up it is. And she says, "Oh my gosh, my car. I can't believe our beautiful car." And this is my six-year-old daughter, so of course, the reality of what's going on, I don't think was all there for her yet. And so I talked to her and explained to her that, someone pulled out in front of Mommy, and they got hit because Mommy didn't have enough time to stop. She said, "This never happened." Of course, she's crying, right? And I said, "Of course it happened. And look right there." And then bad things happen to us all the time. Good things do too. And we just need to accept that they happen and see what we can learn from it. We can take the positive and go with it. So I said, if you look at you and look at Mommy, we're all here. We're all alive, and it looks like no one's been badly hurt. So we can take that and be happy. Now, yes, we're not going to have our car anymore, but that'll, be replaced by something else. And the things that we can't replace, our lives, the lives of our loved ones, and even the people that we don't know, like the guy that she hit, well, they're still okay. And that seemed to satisfy her, and she calmed down. And then we moved on to the ambulance to get checked out. I think it's pretty extraordinary how, with just a little bit of explanation, we as human beings can kind of start to understand and possibly accept the reality of life. My daughter, I think, understands that not everything can be a great, wonderful thing. But at the same time, we can take some good out of the things that happen and then still move on. Human beings are resilient people if they have the appropriate tools to be resilient. There are a lot of people that in that situation would have only focused on the fact that there was a car accident and the car is gone and then the day was ruined. No more whatever you were going to do, because now you have to deal with all the negative things. Not realizing that the fact that you're alive is a pretty huge thing that you can be pretty happy about. So, the next time something bad happens to you, or that could be considered bad, I think it's important to try and look for the light, so to speak, in that dark situation. Because I guarantee you that there will always be a light. But it just takes some time to look for it. That's something to consider.